WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:42, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Here we go.
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right in our backyard. All right, your topic for today. What gives you an incredible feeling of nostalgia? It just sends you back in the day. You're just, oh, man, oh, man. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Mine for me, I don't know, maybe it's weird. It's popsicles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the ones you put, like the plastic ones you cut the top off of?
No, I mean, like, yeah. But I just frozen treats and popsicles in general, whether it's, you know, the little, you know, the where you cut the top off and, or just a good old fudge pop. I don't ever have popsicles in my house. Never. I can't remember the last time I bought a thing of popsicles. But as a kid, I would love to see the number of how many popsicles I ate. It's just, as a kid, you love them. They're great. That's why kids are always sticky, is because they always have a popsicle. Always.
Yeah. You love popsicles because you had to cool off that bandsaw of a
exactly
throat you got going on there.
After a hard day of kindergarten, I had to, you know, soothe my vocal cords. But yeah, if I ever get a popsicle, yeah, during our recess break, going out and having a cigarette, I need a popsicle afterwards. Teach, can I have a popsicle? My throat hurts. Man, my throat's really gravelly. I'd love a popsicle right now.
That kid just sounds different than all the other kids.
I had cigarettes rolled up in one sleeve and popsicle sticks rolled up in the other ones. But yeah, popsicles, man. They make me feel nostalgic. Whenever I feel one, I feel like a little kid again. I don't know why.
I like that. Yeah, popsicles is good, man. How about the Fred Flintstone? How about the old
Push Pops? Oh, my God. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Any of those kind of childlike desserts that you have. I mean, dude, you throw me a Choco Taco, I am instantly transported back to the pool during the summer when I was in middle school. Oh, Choco Taco, son.
Remember the first time you discovered the Choco Taco?
Oh, dude.
Like, oh, my God.
The only problem was,
this is great.
Like, mom would give you, like, enough for maybe, like okay, you could get a soda and a popsicle or maybe a bag of chips, but the Choco Taco like ate up your whole $5. You're like, no, I got nothing left for anything else, man.
They were so expensive.
Oh, but boy, they were worth it. They were worth every single penny. Damn you, Choco Tacos, you're good. But yeah, so every time I have ice cream, that throws me back.
That's good, man. I like that one. I just used to lick those push pops clean, man.
Oh, dude.
That piece of plastic that you'd push up.
Just getting...
Full tongue.
Every crevice, just all the way through, every crevice of that Flintstone push pop.
Did they have other flavors besides the orange? Because I think I can only remember the orange for some reason.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I don't remember. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I'm sure Chris Harry will message us here in a little bit to tell us if there's a different one. But yeah, there you go. That's what makes me feel nostalgic. Ice cream.
I got one. Should I save it for next break or should I
yeah, just do it now. Do it now.
No, probably just video games, man. I loved the Super Nintendo so much as a kid that any time that I pick up a game, man, and play, like, I think the first one I played was Super Mario World. I think that's what came with the system, right?
Yeah.
And, dude, it is just, you can go way back. Remember getting up at early in the morning playing Tecmo Bowl, man. Just it was like I was getting up early to do the morning workout, but it wasn't. It was to go play Tecmo Bowl.
Do you feel that way with any video game, or like maybe when you throw on like an old school one?
Specifically Mario, obviously, but Donkey Kong was good too, man.
Oh, one of the so best frustrating. Ever. So effing frustrating. Oh my God.
It is. It's hard. But that's why it was so good.
You know, and here's one thing too, I think, bringing up video games. You know, back in the day, you could chuck those controllers and they'd be fine. Nowadays, they make controllers so breakable.
Like, well, now they're $70.
Yeah,
$70
for a controller. It's insane. It's insane how much a controller is. And, like, I'll look for used ones and you can't find them because people are like, no, if I find a used one, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah, kids nowadays, they don't have the luxury of just, you know what was nice about the old school controller is you could grab it by the cord. Now they're all cordless. Yeah. Wireless.
Yeah.
And you could grab it by the cord and just whip that thing up against the wall. It just wham, yeah. It shatter. I'm never playing this game ever again.
You get so mad, you start choking your younger brother with the cords. Like, oh, no. Why is this happening? You get the Duck Hunt, you'd get so mad that you'd put the gun right up to the screen.
Still couldn't do it.
Still couldn't do it. That stupid dog laughing at you like, I'm going to kill that dog. You're going to die, dog. Oh, just so mad. I will say, before we take a quick break, Donnie, which is Chris's brother, Donnie Harry, he said, that dude is a human push pop. Is that me or you? Which one?
That dude is a...
We'll say he's talking about you. That'll work. All right. Let's take a quick... yes. You know what? They give it to me all the time. You can get one. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What gives you an incredible feeling of nostalgia? We'll have
a... Humid push pop because I'm so delicious.
So delicious. So stupid. We'll
thanks,
be back.
Donnie.
Yeah, thanks, Donnie. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Nice.
Your topic of the day, of course, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. What gives you an incredible feeling of nostalgia? I like Andrea's. She said, Big League Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. I bought some the other day, and I'm mad at myself because I bought, like the raspberry one. Like the blue raspberry, I was so mad. Like it turned my tongue blue, and it didn't have just the OG Big League Chew. I could put that whole package in my mouth.
Well, I saw a meme the other day, and well, I think it said the best 45 seconds of flavor in your life.
It was that, and the tape gum. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, bubble tape.
Bubble tape. God.
Bubble tape. Have you ever thrown a whole canister of bubble tape in your mouth and tried to chew it?
Dude, I don't know how we didn't end up choking to death. Like, my brother and I, we'd ride into town on the bike path from the farm. You know, we'd stop at the one gas station. We'd get, like, a Mountain Dew and a big old thing of gum. And we'd throw that whole thing of bubble tape in your mouth. And then you'd bike back home. So you're sitting there pedaling while chewing this wad of gum. Just gasping for air because you have so much gum in your mouth.
Your buddy would take some of your bubble tape. Bob, bro.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, stop it. Back it up. See, I'd combat that by just biting into it right in half. Oh, man. Let's see. Michael said 60s and early 70s muscle cars. Nice.
There you go.
Matt said what gives him an incredible feeling of nostalgia. Penny candy, root beer barrels, pixie sticks, dipping dust, those long packets or flavored sugar. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like the bottle caps or whatever they call them.
And I will say real quick, though, like the rest of that sounds pretty good, but root beer barrels are the grossest effing candy in the world. They taste nothing like root beer.
Is that the wax bottle?
No. Which those are gross, too. It's like, yeah, let me bite through this wax to get like a half ounce of just gross liquid. Ugh. Ugh. No, but the root beer barrels, they were just shaped like little tiny barrels. And basically, it just tasted like flat root beer.
It was a hard candy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, disgusting. That was in that Ziploc bag that your grandma had in her purse, along with the other unwrapped candies. You're like, where are you getting all these unwrapped candies? This doesn't make sense.
It's the ones that come in the 2 for $1 at the gas station.
Yeah.
You can get either gummies, the peach rings, some crappy-ass orange candy that nobody... Marshmallow orange fluff candy. What is that?
God.
The peanut. It's like shaped like a peanut.
Yeah. Disgusting. I actually do need to ask my grandma one of these days. Like, what do you unwrap the candies before you put them in the Ziploc bag, or do you have them laying around? It's baffling to me. Let's see. Bruce said binge watching classic movies. Richard said old cars and hair bands. I think music is one of those things. Music can send you back. Like. Lots of times for me, if a song comes on that was like late 90s, early 2000s, you're like, oh, damn, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
Like, if LFO Summertime Girls comes on, like, I'm taken back instantly back to high school.
Yeah, kind of the movies and the music. You're absolutely right. Last night we threw on The Karate Kid, and I watched the beginning of Karate Kid. When did that come out?
Early '90s, maybe? It did. Late '80s, early '90s. Trying to remember.
Yeah, everything about that movie. You know, it's like all the cars. Just yeah. There's no cell phones. It's just
it's
my wife. She's a little younger. She's watching, and she's just like, "Wow, it's so different than it was. Yeah, than it is now."
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't even realize it. No, she was in when everyone had cell phones and just was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you marry a...
Cakewalk.
When you marry a 19-year-old, for God's sakes. Let's see. Josh Josh said video arcades. Cody said Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
All these are good.
Superman.
All that was good except for the mention of root beer barrels. That just that made me angry. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got more when we come back on the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.